Blog Talk Radio.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. We have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
George Bush has invoked a new world order without enunciating a new American purpose.
Bush said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order, and instead it looks like we got a lot of disorder.
Today we take an essential step in defeating terrorism while protecting the constitutional rights of all Americans. Preventing mass terror will be the responsibilities of presidents far into the future.
The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. These are not simply words written into aging parchment. They are the foundation of liberty and justice in this country.
This is an ideological battle. Some people believe in globalism. Others of us believe in national sovereignty. It's a contest between ideologies, whether we believe in our institutions here, our national sovereignty, our constitution, or are we going to further move in the direction of international government? It's just knowledge is out there. If we look for it, you'll realize that our national sovereignty is under threat.
Look at your women crying. Look at Today, when we don't even know who the hell we are. How about that one for openers? All right, look, the fact of the matter is we have a lot of questions to answer. Right now, we have churches that are under attack starting tomorrow, starting at midnight services. Stories I've been posting on social media, stories that I called. I called the Greenville, Mississippi Police Department last night. They hung up on me twice because they don't talk to slaves like me. Because if I was in Greenville, you know what would have happened. They would have pulled up to my house with those big crystal lights and those flashing all over the place, you know, even on the bumpers and the freaking wheel wells. They got those little, you know, blinking lights now, you know, red, blue, this and that. And they would pull up to my house. What are you doing calling us slave? You don't call us slave. You obey. Right? And you know what? You people in Kentucky and Mississippi and Greenville and even here in Greensboro, North Carolina, you will not go to church tomorrow morning. You will not do midnight mass. I don't care. What, didn't they say that it was like a tradition for like 200 years? Well, wait a second. Wasn't the Spanish flu like, what, how long ago? So they even did the midnight worship during the Spanish flu. That killed. How many people, folks? How many people did Spanish flu kill? Oh, millions. But the coronavirus, how many has that? The coronavirus has killed how many? How many? How many? How many? How many? How many? Does anyone know? No, nobody really does know. But the number is somewhere around what they're reporting. 400,000, 350,000, somewhere around there. That's what the media reports. But I posted stuff on my social media account where we talked about the New York cases and everything. And, yep, that guy just died of a heart attack. All right, mark it down as corona. All right, yep. That guy just died of foot fungus. Yep, mark it down as corona. That guy just got into a gang shooting there, a drive-by shooting. Oh, he died of bullet head to corona. Yeah, folks. Yeah. That's what they're doing, folks. That's what they're doing. But, you know, we're stuck in our houses, and we can't go out and do what we want to do. And, I mean, we're still okay, I guess, right? But until we go to church in the morning, from what I heard, that you're going to be in big trouble. From what I heard, that you get a $500 ticket. You know what happens when you don't pay those tickets? Uh-oh, driver's license gets suspended. Or how do they do it? Here in North Carolina, what they do is they put a warrant out for your arrest, you know. and you'll be driving down the road with your family. Hi, honey. And, you know, kids are in the back, you know, fighting with each other. And, you know, and you go through a yellow light. And also, you see blue lights are back here. You know, and you got to pull over, you know, like, you know, oh, God, what did I do? I must have ran through that red light, honey. You know, and you pull over, and there he comes. You know, he puts that hat on, you know, that big sharp hat, and that fat faggot stands straight up, you know, because he's a hero. He's a hero. You know, he puts his life on the line for you. That fat faggot comes walking up. You know, he's got his gun on his hand. Yeah, he's got his hand on his gun. You know, tick, tick, tick. Driver's on the window a little bit, please. You know, how you doing? I need to see your driver's license registration, sir. Sir, why'd you pull me out? He just went through that red light up there. Meanwhile, he knows you got a warrant, right? He's got a gun on his hand. You know? He's got the gun ready, you know. And he already got the bat bag. It's already in pursuit. One of our fellow brothers or you know, dyke sisters are in trouble here. Go to Horse Pen Creek Road. You know, here they come. And they're racing. You know, to 135 miles an hour. They don't care if they run somebody over because they can get away with it. You know, and they're racing to back up their brother because he's stalling you as much as possible while he gets your, you know, your papers. You know, you have to drive around with your papers now because it's a good thing, right? It's a good thing to have a driver's license. I mean, I don't want to be driving around with my family and some guy just snatching into me and killing me. I want to make sure you have a driver's license, you know, right? Right? I mean, it's a good thing. And so you got to have all your papers. You have your papers. And you don't know you got a warrant because you didn't pay that fine, you know? Remember that fine that you got? Yeah, because you went to church on Sunday in 2020, tomorrow. Yeah, remember that fine? What happened? Sorry, what's going to happen? You're kidnapped and your ass is going to where? The concrete box. And then you're going to post a bond and you're going to get 25 court dates. That's what's going to happen. And the thing of it is, folks, is when are we going to wake up? And the call is out. When are we? When do we draw the line? What do we do? We draw the line where? Where does the line in the sand get drawn? I mean, are these people allowed to take away your rights just like that? Suspended. Your rights are suspended. Do not have the right to assemble. You have no choice. To assemble, you have no your first amendment rights are gone because there's some virus out there. Now look, is there a virus? We don't know. I don't know. I've never seen it. I don't know. I've gone over this on my radio show so many times already. You know, is there a virus? Is there a virus? Yeah, I know somebody got sick. Yeah, blah blah. We called hospitals. We talked, spoken to people. Some people have said no. Some people have said yes, but they offered no proof when they said yes. My friends and family, nobody knows anybody that's got the virus. We only see it on the TV and hear it on the radio and see it on social media. So, I don't know why they just said 90 seconds here. But what I want to do is connect my first caller here. I don't know, something's going on here. Here we go. Go ahead. Here you go. First caller, go ahead. You're live.
Hey, man, just wanted to call in and say Joseph Gibson is a fag, does cock push-ups, wears pink dresses.
Thank you.
And you're a real fucking
all right,
bitch.
Yeah. Thank you. Wow. Man, I guess we're going to go ahead and unstream the show because they're going to cut me off right here. I only got a minute left. But I just wanted to do that here tonight, that short little opening there to see who I can get on here and see who my supporters are. Because we only got 37 seconds left. I mean, you know, that's the show, right? 15 minutes. But that's what I wanted to do here tonight. I tried to put the call out there for some people to see if they wanted to join us tonight, but they didn't. So I just wanted to do a quick little Saturday night thing and just say, hey, guys, don't go to church tomorrow morning. And that's all you can do is don't go to church, you know? This is the times in which we live today. This is just the way it is. Understanding the times in which we live today. 10 seconds. What do you think? What will happen? They're going to hang up on me? Yep. There they go. Are we on the air? Are we still on the air? We're still on the air, aren't we? We're still on the air. We didn't end the episode. What's going on? What happened? Now, what I want to see is, what happens? Can you still call in? I don't know. I don't think so. Let's try here. I'm going to ask one of my friends here to call in. He's on the phone with a woman in case of blah, 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 blah. All right. Hey, can you still call in? Still call in? I want to see what's going on here. This Block Talk's screwing with me. So I want to see if he can still call in. I want to know if the show is, I want to know what happened here. Why the show was programmed only for this short amount of time. Let's see here. Let's go to episodes. We're going to do this live. This was, you know, people are getting into my Blog Talk here. And what they're doing is they're switching crap around, obviously. Edit episode. All right, he can't, I don't think. Oh, see, replace audio. But no, we don't want to replace audio. Go there. All right, let's see here. Episode doesn't go with the times. Oh, wow. That's weird. Okay. All right. Were you on the line? Were you on the line? I saw a 614 number. That's why. Was he on the line? I don't know. Was he on the line? Oh, okay. He was. All right. He was on the line. All right. Okay. So I was just trying to. All right. So I just wanted to make sure. I was making sure. All right, I was making sure that's what I was doing. All right, there we go. Sorry, I was just making sure that person was on the line here. I wanted to make sure that the Blog Talk, because Blog Talk's really, you know, things are messing up, but I wanted to make sure that Blog Talk's not screwing around on what's going on. But anyway, that was pretty good. But we're doing pretty good here with Blog Talk Radio, and I want everyone to know that the ratings are up above. This past week here, the ratings were just off the hook. It was great. I know Chad there. He was he's my co-host. And Blog Talk Radio, Understanding the Times in Which You Live Today. We've done the best we can do to understand the times in which you live today. And that was the main prerogative of what this show was really about. And to expose the New World Order, to let you know what was happening. And now it's here. Martial law is here. You are under house arrest. Church in the morning. This is the way it's going to be. And that's about it. I mean, this is understanding the times in which you live today. This is what's going on, whether you like it or not. So the trolls out there who troll the show, including everybody out there, no matter what, you know, that you think it is or what the show was about, you know, that's fine. And, you know, you want to attack me and attack the show, that's fine too. I appreciate the ratings over the years. I really do. And you people know who you are, and you know what you've done, and you know how you have attacked the show over the years. However, the truth hurts, and that's just what happened. We exposed the New World Order. We exposed it. That's what happened. And we fully understood what was happening and understanding the times in which we live today. So anyway, the show is pretty much, the show was for the duration of 15 minutes tonight. That was just something I wanted to do on a Saturday night because I want to do other things. And I want to say thank you to everybody that tuned in here. God bless. Take care. And welcome to your New World Order. And if in case you missed the intro, I'll play it for you again. How about that? So let's go ahead and play the... Actually, I want to play the 5G thing. Let's play the 5G thing. There we go. Let's listen to 5G.
Since the time we were born.
Hang on. By the way, you guys out there, that you know, I really know who you are. I really do.
Since the time we were born, we're taught to trust those we know, to trust those that have treated us well, that have loved us. Ronald Reagan said, you can trust people, but you need to verify. Well, think about this analogy. If you were going to jump off a diving board, but the water was all murky and you couldn't see what was in it, would you do it? Would you jump off some rocks by a lake if you couldn't see what was in the water? No. If it was crystal clear and you saw that it was deep and clean, you would. I've been on air 26 years. I started out on Access Television. I had a little radio show. It got syndicated. I started InfoWars. And viewers and listeners have a very detailed breakdown of where I came from and where I'm going and what I promote and what I support. But the Q movement is like 5G. You can't see it. You don't know where it's coming from. It's like murky water. And early on, I didn't know what to think of the Q movement till I met some of the people in U.S. intelligence and who worked for the Trump campaign who had separately gone on 4chan and done it themselves after I got sued and attacked for exposing Pizzagate and real satanic rituals and Aleister Crowley rituals. That happened in 2016. They came after me the next year. Good patriots in the government knew about it. They wanted a way to bring all that out. And they knew that when you just document something and show the proof, people don't care. But if you make it an Easter egg hunt, if you make it like a mystery, like a clue game, that people get into it. And so I knew the folks that started Q early on, a major Trump campaign official, a member of U.S. intelligence with one of the four branches of the military. And I knew what they'd done with the aid of some top hackers. And I hoped the project would be successful. I wasn't given all the details. But then I watched the very people that set it up. Within months, it was taken away from them. It was hijacked by disinformation and turned against them. So now we've seen the Hoover Dam attacked. We've seen a guy ram the train through trying to attack the ship. Now, I want to be clear right now. I don't think many of the people involved promoting this are bad. I don't think you're bad who are believers in Q. But we're the ones 20 plus years ago that exposed the globalist pedophile rings. We're the ones that exposed the New World Order on record. We put our names out there and who we were so you would know who we are. But now, shadowy groups who won't expose themselves on message boards tell you what to do. And they continue to direct innocent people who believe they're working for the president to commit incredible crimes, like ramming a train over the rails and trying to attack a ship because they believe the global elitists are on board that ship when George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Lord Rothschild and the New World Order are all safe in their castles. So over and over and over again, Q tells us that Sessions within 1 month will arrest all the deep staters 3 years ago. And they're all going to Gitmo. And then we're told dozens and dozens of times each week it's imminent. It's happening now. And once people are suckered in, once they believe, they watch, it doesn't happen. But Q always says, don't worry, it's happening next week. Well, we were told 3-4 days ago, even my 12-year-old daughter came to me and said, Daddy, I saw online the power's going off on Saturday and soon they're going to arrest all the criminals. And you're right. And I said, honey, we got Trump elected. We're fighting the globalists. America's awakening. That's not somebody randomly online taking credit that did that. All of us did that together. And she goes, Daddy, really? The power won't go off worldwide on Saturday? When Saturday comes, as all the Q people have said, there will be out of tens of thousands of power systems worldwide, dozens that go out. They always do. And they will look at those and tell you, see? It went out. But they're already covering their bases as of today. They're saying, oh, Q was going to turn the power off with Trump and run this loop video of martial law this Saturday, but now Trump's decided to do it later. Shadowy, unknown people on message boards telling you they're the president and that they're going to turn the power off and arrest all the pedophiles. Meanwhile, Trump has had a tenfold arrest of pedophiles and globalists and crime syndicates and narcotics traffickers. We told you he would do that in 2016 before Q ever existed. But those that actually predicted and had the president on and who talked to the president, we don't matter. In fact, the president doesn't matter. Q stands above the president and above Christ and God as the creator of the universe. Perfectly satanic. Don't know who it is. Totally anonymous. But onto it, you project all your beliefs and everything you want over and over and over again. It's like saying, look at this picture. There's hidden images in it. And it's just a random squibbles, like a Rorschach blotting system. You project onto the random symbols what you want. It's a psych warfare attack by the globalist. They know you've awoken to the New World Order and to COVID-19 being a Chi-Com Bill and Melinda Gates weapon. And so now that you're awake, they're going to introduce false information into the equation to make you attack your own country and to believe that a shutdown of the power system and a loop playing on TV is the answer when it's Obama that set up the internet kill switch. Look it up 10 years ago, and the plan to shut down the internet and redirect everything to them if America ever woke up. So they shut down the internet. They shut down Trump. They kill the president. That's a possibility, and have a 3D version of him, and the public bows before it because they believe in Q. That's just one of the possibilities in all of this. Because I can tell you, the Q movement was started by a Trump campaign official and a member of U.S. intelligence on their own. Within 3 days, it was hijacked. And they have fought against it being hijacked since then. And now globalist operatives within the Trump campaign and within the Trump White House, who are globalists, manipulate it and put out the disinfo they want, putting out a lot of real intel, but adding their lies onto it. That's why this is so important. And another piece of disinfo. I was on air a few days ago saying, next week I will release who the original founders of Q are if they don't come out on their own. And I said, I don't like giving friends ultimatums, but I did that to Joe Rogan a few years ago, and I feel bad about it. That was an ultimatum on some other issue. Joe Rogan's not involved with Q. I did not say Joe Rogan was involved in Q, but that's how this schizophrenia works. I'm Alex Jones, on air for 26 years. I am who I say I am. I have my...